South African President Jacob Zuma is due to arrive in Libya today in order to find a peaceful solution to the conflict engulfing the country. The president will head to Tripoli to resuscitate an African roadmap drawn up in February that calls for an immediate ceasefire. But the South African media is reporting that Zuma will also try to persuade Muammar Gaddafi to step down. We spoke to the editor of the South African Catholic weekly, The Southern Cross, Gunther Zimmermacher, who explained why President Zuma is the right person for this mission.
Well, I think there are a couple of reasons why Mr. Zuma is a particularly good choice. Firstly, as the leader of the continent's southernmost region, he is removed from any of the regional biases that might interfere in mediation. And also as the vice president of South Africa some years ago, he earned a lot of praise for the way he handled the negotiations for a peaceful settlement in Burundi. And generally, Mr. Zuma is a reconciler and a persuader, which are, of course, very good attributes for a mediator. And thirdly, South Africa has, under the ruling African National Congress, they've had a very long cordial relationship with Gaddafi's regime, mainly owing to Libya's support, moral and financial, in the struggle against apartheid. And South Africa voted for the NATO airstrikes, but has since accused NATO of overstepping its mandate. But at the same time, Mr. Zuma reportedly has been invited to continue his mediation by the rebel side. Now, the rebels haven't said, they haven't confirmed whether that is indeed so, but newspaper reports certainly suggest that Mr. Zuma is going to Tripoli at the request of the rebel leaders.
Do we know much about the relationship that Zuma has had in the past or has with Muammar Gaddafi?
Not Zuma himself, but quite famous is the picture of Nelson Mandela, who's of course one of Mr. Zuma's predecessors, embracing Gaddafi during the 1990s. And Gaddafi, if I remember correctly, has been in South Africa on several occasions for official functions, including some of the inaugurations of presidents. So the relationship has been quite warm in the past. Of course, Mr. Gaddafi has had a very good relationship with all kinds of African countries, mainly because of his largesse towards them. Lots of money from oil rich Libya has gone to African states, and that, of course, has created support for him in Africa.
What is the general consensus about these talks? What do people feel will come out of them? I was reading that Zuma's spokesman was saying that Monday's visit was part of efforts by the African Union to persuade Libya to adopt political reforms needed to end the crisis. Is that what we're looking at?
I think that there seems to be a consensus anyway that the best case scenario would be the resignation of Muammar Gaddafi and with him out of the picture, negotiations to take place. That I think is what the African Union is aiming for, some sort of honorable exit for Gaddafi and a way of getting out of what is really a deadlock. As far as South Africans are concerned, of course, most of South Africans would say that peace in Libya is absolutely essential and that Muammar Gaddafi probably is not the greatest example of human rights defenders. But another issue that is very important for South Africans is the death in April of a South African news photographer by the name of Anton Hamel, who died in Libya, a violent death apparently, in early April. And for weeks and weeks, the South African Foreign Ministry was kept in the dark. And we can be pretty sure that Mr. Zuma is going to express his displeasure at Libya's diplomats and that he will want to have some answers as well. And that is something that South Africans are going to be particularly interested in.
Is it realistic to think when we look at Muammar Gaddafi and we see how he's entrenched himself, he's made no signs of wanting to go, is it realistic to think that after Zuma's visit there'll be a resignation in the offing?
Well, it's difficult to say. I mean, who can predict what Muammar Gaddafi is going to do next? The man is full of surprises, isn't he? What we can hope for, I think, is that Mr. Zuma is going to make clear to Gaddafi that his position is untenable and that some sort of exit strategy needs to be discussed.